This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. It was one for the books. I'm talking about the activities in the House of Representatives on Friday, a day that would normally involve a morning vote and then a stampede of members headed out of town for what is scheduled to be a two-week Easter recess. But this is the House of Representatives, and it's the 119th Congress, so things are anything but normal. The day started with the Senate in the wee hours of the morning passing by unanimous consent a bill funding most of DHS. Notice I said most. It left ICE and CBP out in the cold with promises to deal with funding those agencies with another vehicle, likely budget reconciliation. When Washington and the rest of the country awakened on Friday morning, there were high hopes the 42-day shutdown was about to end. Problem is, once the bill made its way over to the House, we actually read it, and effectively it defunds ICE and CBP. So that Senate bill was a non-starter. It became clear that the Senate's attempt to end the shutdown was dead on arrival in the House. So instead of taking an early flight out of town for Easter, House Republicans rolled up their sleeves and went back to work. And the result was an 8-week CR for all of DHS, including ICE and CBP. And late Friday night, with the Senate already departed, we passed our self-executing rule and we sent it to the Senate. It's common knowledge Democrats in both the House and Senate are mad at ICE and CBP. And even though we had agreement weeks ago on funding DHS, the events in Minneapolis changed things, and DHS was left at the altar. It's been 42 days. A lot of uniformed employees are working without a paycheck, and the situation is getting serious. But the Senate solution was not the answer. So here's where we stand. We're still in a partial shutdown. The House has proposed funding everything for 8 weeks. The Senate's out of town. The Easter recess begins. We aren't expected back for 2 weeks. Meanwhile, the pain and suffering of TSA agents and others impacted by the shutdown continues. Let's be clear. The standoff between the House and the Senate isn't new. But you can imagine the angst in the lower chamber when the deliberative body passes something while we're asleep and then leaves town. No warning, no conversation with leadership. Really kind of an arrogant move. Likely, neither bill will become law. Democrats won't support the funding of DHS in its entirety, and the House won't be associated with effectively defunding those responsible for border security. That's what an impasse looks like. So that's how Friday went. What remains is whether the two chambers will engage soon and come up with something that the House can accept and could get 60 votes in the Senate. We'll know pretty soon. I hope you had a better week. Sorry the Hogs didn't make it to the weekend in San Jose, but dang it, those Arizona Wildcats were really, really good. I'd say good enough to win the whole enchilada. I pray you have a terrific Easter season, and I hope to see you soon. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.